It's been nearly 6 weeks since the cruise ship Costa Concordia struck a reef near an Italian island and capsized. 32 people are believed to have died. Until today, though, only 17 bodies have been recovered. Among the missing are an American couple from Minnesota, Jerry and Barbara Heil. Today, divers found more bodies in the wreck of the Concordia. The BBC's Alan Johnston is in Rome. He says conditions have been difficult for those searching the ship.
It's a flooded labyrinth of corridors and cabins, and there are many number of places where bodies might be concealed. And up to now, usually they've been found in only ones or twos. But today it was announced around midday that four bodies had been discovered, and then a few hours later that four more had been found, eight in the day as a whole. So maybe the salvage crews have got through to some area where people were perhaps gathering, hoping that they might be able to board lifeboats, which of course didn't happen. The water flooded in. Bad weather has hampered efforts to bring the dead ashore and identify them, but we do know that among them is the body of a child, and it seems very likely indeed that this is the body of a little girl called Diana Arlotti, just 5 years old, who was the only child among the missing after the disaster.
How many more people are missing right now? And are there concerns that they won't be able to be found, or greater hopes than that?
Now we know that 25 bodies have been found on the wreck in the course of the month since the disaster, and there are still seven people unaccounted for. I'm sure that this latest find of so many bodies today will give hope to relatives who are obviously in different parts of the world desperate for news that their missing loved ones might yet be found as the days go by.
How come it's taken so long, though, since it's nearly 6 weeks now since the accident?
This really was a huge ship, a kind of floating resort. Hundreds and hundreds of cabins and bars and dining areas, cinemas, theatres, sports areas, gymnasiums, you name it. And for those divers to go slowly through each of those flooded decks really has been very difficult work, moving far into the body of this wreck in dangerous conditions, extremely murky waters, which were getting more and more difficult to operate in as all kinds of things deteriorated and fermented in the waters. They were operating in difficult conditions of an extreme kind. I remember hearing when I was on the island that they had to smash through the glass roof of a dining room and then work their way into a kitchen where I think they found bodies there. So moving through this whole underwater world, raked over at this extraordinary angle and drowned, has been an immense task, and it simply seems to go on.
There was other news today as well. Italian prosecutors have added seven names to the list of people who they're investigating in connection with this disaster. Do you know what the seven are being accused of?
Well, a clear sign today that this really major inquiry into this disaster is broadening and deepening. Up to now, only two people have been officially under investigation, namely the captain and one of his senior officers. But now, seven more names have been added today. Four more of the ship's officers and three of the company's employees ashore will also be investigated in connection with charges that they were involved in involuntary manslaughter, causing a shipwreck, and so on.
The BBC's Alan Johnston in Rome. Thank you.
Thanks very much.